This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, January 11th. I want to update everybody on the market's gyrations and especially NASDAQ's stunning reversal on Monday. So that last hour surge in NASDAQ was incredibly impressive, okay? It actually started a little before that last hour. Volume was high. It's a sign that there's a lot of smart money coming in to rescue the market. Obviously, NASDAQ had made retested recent lows, and everybody thought so it was a good time to buy. So let's talk about these lows. The first big low was December 3rd. The second low was December 20th. And the third low was yesterday, January 10th. Now, markets can retest the lows multiple times, okay? We've retested lows, recent lows twice, so you'd think we'd be out of the woodwork. The only cautionary comment I have for you folks is if you draw a line, these retests are at slightly lower lows. So a technician would say, oh, look, NASDAQ's going to be trending lower. Look at the low points. You draw a line. So the other issue I have with NASDAQ is the changes to the NASDAQ 100. When they added Lucid to the NASDAQ 100, I'm not saying Lucid shouldn't be there, but they added it too early because IPOs are pump and dumps nowadays. Basically, the venture capitalists hype it, the companies hype it, and then as soon as they go public, the venture capitalists cash out, insider stock becomes unrestricted, they start to cash out, and it collapses on its own weight. So if I was running NASDAQ, I would add Lucid to the NASDAQ 100 several months after the IPO, not like within a month. So NASDAQ has more volatile components now than it had earlier last year. So that's what's happening, and so we got to keep an eye on it. Now, I'm very, very pleased that the dividend growth stocks have been resilient. I'm very pleased the shipping stocks have been resilient, the logistics companies. We're obviously going to get a good feel this week if earnings are working. This week is financials. Next week will be our stocks. As far as the Fed and Chairman Powell's testimony, prepared testimony today had no surprises in it. We'll see if he says anything off the record. But we'll have the CPI and other inflation news this week that'll tell us what's going on. And the main thing is the Fed is not going to allow interest rates to go higher than inflation. We can't afford to do that because we have too much debt, almost $30 trillion in debt, and the interest would destroy the economy, for lack of a better word. Ironically, inflation allows the Fed to print more money. So if you have 6% inflation, they're going to print 8% money. That's going to help money slosh around, buy things. But again, they're going to slowly be raising rates this year. We expect 3 quarter point rate increases on the short end. And the longer end is much more interesting. Now, today, the 10-year treasuries settled back down. That's a healthy sign that encourages investors and that it's okay to buy stocks. So, fascinating times we're in, okay? But we had a significant bounce yesterday. The next real test for the market, will earnings be working and driving stocks higher? I've been doing this 40-plus years. Earnings work 70% of the time. I don't know why they wouldn't work this time around, because what else are you going to hang your hat on, okay? When Wall Street rotates, it rotates into sectors that aren't always sustainable, okay? Energy stocks are clearly doing well because those of you in the Northeast, you're really cold right now. A lot of folks in the Midwest and part of the country are cold as well. So that's helping your natural gas prices. But, and crude oil is under high demand right now. So we'll see what happens, okay? Although energy looks good, well, financials are going to be very yield curve sensitive and obviously very credit sensitive. And right now they look okay because consumer balance sheets are good and the yield curve is still steep enough for them to make money. But the energy and the financial stocks don't make as spectacular sales and earnings as some of our growth stocks do. So I'm more interested in how that the Wall Street responds to those stunning, stunning fourth quarter sales and earnings announcements that are going to commence in the next few weeks. So we're literally 1 week away from the start of our stocks announcing. Financial stocks will announce this week. So let's hang in there. Let those earnings drive our stocks higher. And then we'll have a much better feel for the market. I do expect the market to become increasingly narrow. But I'm encouraged that a lot of stocks are having good guidance right now. So far, so good, folks. Fourth quarter GDP growth was revised down to 6.8% by the Atlanta Fed. That's still stunning. Absolutely stunning. Okay. So if that number will change, of course. So far, looks like we have a robust economic recovery, and things will be fine. So we just have, it's time to cheer up, be happy. As far as Omicron affecting the markets, it just causes some glitches here and there, you know, like in the airline industry and all. But hopefully, Omicron is spreading through the population fast, and it'll just be like a serious flu, and then everybody will have immunity to it. And of course, you probably know I recommend some testing companies, which are obviously very busy. I recommend some vaccine stocks. Those obviously will remain in high demand because they're being mandated. And I know the Supreme Court's going to rule on that. But there's other things like colleges and stuff and mandating and schools mandating testing. So it's, don't worry about those stocks right now. Testing and vaccine stocks are going to continue to prosper in this current environment. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. I'm really looking forward to earnings next week, and then it'll become every stock for themselves very soon. And of course, our whole thing is picking stocks that have bigger surprises and better guidance. So I think we're going to have a lot of fun the next few weeks. So that's it. I'll keep updating this podcast during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.